أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما أرسلناك إلا كافة للناس بشيرا ونذيرا ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون ويقولون متى هذا الوعد إن كنتم صادقين قل لكم ميعاد يوم لا تستأخرون عنه ساعة ولا تستقدمون صدق الله العظيم. The ayahs we discussed yesterday, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala commanded Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to engage the Quraysh of Makkah, those who had not accepted Iman and Islam, and to ask them several questions. They would have understood the gist of these questions and they would have been moved towards Tawheed and the oneness of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. In these ayat, first Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala discusses the nubuwat of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From the very beginning of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had been speaking about qiyamah, and Allah Rabbul Izzat spoke about his tawheed. And here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala establishes the nubuwat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam differently to how Allah established his nubuwat in other parts of the Quran. Allah says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا كَافَةً لِلنَّاسِ. O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have not sent you but for the entire mankind. This was one very great difference between our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and all the other Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. Some Nabis had come to their tribes, others had come to their families, others had come to their towns and their vicinities. But our Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had come for the whole of mankind. And together with that, the nubuwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would last right up to the day of Qiyamah. In other words, after him we all know that no other Nabi would come. The second aspect of the nubuwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bashiran wa nadhira, the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was Bashir. In other words, he gave glad tidings. He showed us the various thawab, reward that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will grant a person for having brought Iman and thereafter practiced righteous deeds. And then at the same time, Nadir, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned those people who had not brought Iman. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned them about its consequences in the hereafter. Those who had brought Iman and they not practiced on the various aspects of deen, for them also Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned them about the consequences in the courts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we've discussed this on several occasions, but it is very, very important for us to understand as human beings that when we speak about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being nadir, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not just warn people carelessly, but Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had done it with a great degree of care, and that was with love, with fikr and concern for that human being, for that individual, that what would his be in end be. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned. In other words, his warning was not just to mete out or to say out or pronounce a punishment, but Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's warning had come with a great degree of compassion, great degree of concern. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. But most of mankind does not know. Most of mankind do not bother to understand with regards to the nubuwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They, in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they had observed him and they had known his qualities to be different from their qualities. They had realized his nobility. They had realized his character, his personality. But yet they do not care to find out more about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They do not care to observe him closer to understand that he was a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this time and in this era, man does not care to find out about Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to read about the traits, the character, the personality of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَيَقُولُونَ مَتَى هَذَا الْوَعْدُ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. And this is replete in the Quran-i-Kareem, that that they constantly asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Mata hadhal wa'd, when is this promise? In kuntum sadiqeen, if you are truthful. What promise are we speaking about? The promise of the day of Qiyamah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke so much about the day of Qiyamah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made Sahaba ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum so aware of the day of Qiyamah that even the disbelievers, even the Quraysh began to ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about this day, when it is going to come. Obviously they did it mockingly. They mocked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that question was motivated not by the iman, but it was motivated by the kufr. So hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds, and Allah says, Kullakum mi'adu yawmin. Say to them, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Lakum mi'adu yawmin. It is a promise of a day. A day, a very great day, but such a day, La tasta'khiruna anhu, that you will not be brought forward an hour with regards to this day. In other words, this day will not come 1 hour before its time. It will be exactly on its time. وَلَا تَسْتَأْخِرُونَ عَنْهُ سَاعَةً. You will not be delayed. You will not be postponed with regards to this day. In other words, this day will not come before the time. And number two, it will not come after its time. It will come precisely on its time. And that knowledge is known only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this manner, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala replies to the concern, replies also to the mockery, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala leaves an everlasting impression in the minds of the readers of the Quran Kareem also, that with regards to the day of Qiyamah, it is going to come on the appointed time. And again, we should just understand and realize that for us it is a matter of preparation, not a matter of knowledge about the day of Qiyamah, of when it is going to come and how it is going to come, but we have to prepare for this day. So here in these ayat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about the great nubuwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala once again addresses this issue of when is Qiyamah, that question that was continuously asked to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi subhanakallah. Wa la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.